The Bible story about the visit of the Magi, or the wise men. It's a familiar part of Christmas, a familiar part of the Sundays after Christmas, and one that we talk about, well, pretty much every year, right about this time. Epiphany Sunday. Epiphany is Tuesday, celebrates the coming of the wise men, the Christian holiday that celebrates that. Or Epiphany also is a sudden realization of something extraordinary, some extraordinary meaning or essence or even a direction. And I can think of at least four directions that this morning's sermon could take. Like the Magi, who were likely from Persia, modern-day Iraq, star-following priests or astrologers, who did not know any form of the Hebrew religion, but they followed rather something called Zervanism, with its all-encompassing creator Zervan, and its good and evil deities Ahura Mazda and Ahriman. I talked a little bit about that last year. And then there's the gifts, expensive offerings given to a family in poverty, humbly by those who enjoyed positions of power. And something like that can sort of reframe our thoughts about charity and about giving, helping everyone to realize that giving to others should never be about power, but rather honor and respect. And those gifts likely made it possible for Mary and Joseph and Jesus to flee to Egypt, where he would be safe. And that one's on file for future years. Then there's Herod, the king who feared for his throne. He didn't want someone else coming to take over what he owned and controlled. And so the Magi and Joseph were both warned in dreams about Herod. Another year, this sermon will be about priorities and selfish desires. And though the themes may creep into today's sermon, I'm not focusing on Herod so much today. So, I said three. So the fourth one must be it, right? New directions. The last verse. The Magi left for their country by another road. That's today's sermon's direction. How many of you have laughed at the joke or a joke about men not asking for directions? Driving in the car, no, I can find it. Let's stop at a gas station, maybe they'll know. Right? And you've laughed about it. But you know, the days of being able to laugh at that joke or of a whole crowd of people understanding that joke are nearly over. Because while not everyone has access to computer directions and GPS navigation, young people growing up today may not have or have never experienced stopping at a gas station for directions. But the children almost certainly will not, at least their children, our children's children will almost certainly never experience that. Not every kid has experienced GPS in the car, but their children probably will think of it as just an everyday thing. It seems now that wherever we travel is determined in advance by mapping it out for us, either by MapQuest, Google Maps, or by our GPS. Even the drive with no apparent destination is and can be often mapped out by satellites. How many of you have GPS in your car or a little pocket one? How many of you don't know what I'm talking about?
I know.
Yeah, so you don't. It's a little computer that sees satellites in the sky and then tells you exactly where you are according to the satellites. It tells you how fast your car is driving and it tells you what roads are there. It's funny though when you're on a new road that the GPS doesn't yet recognize and it thinks you're driving through a field. Yeah. When driving with a GPS unit in the car, we usually follow the directions, right? Usually. But when we make turns that are not on the GPS, it just sort of recalculates. And what kind of voice you have on there, you know, sometimes it says, at the first opportunity, make a U-turn. That's happened to me often. As a matter of fact, my GPS, maybe it does now, but it doesn't know County Line Road from Main Street in Sandwich. It doesn't want me to go that way. I've tested it out. And it finds it after a while, but it thinks that I'm driving through a field or it wants me to make a U-turn, and it does. Sometimes we do need to make a U-turn on our journey, but we don't always have to listen to that GPS. But this week, Bible reading, the familiar one about the Magi visiting Jesus, describes a bit of a dream GPS that the Magi experienced. The last verse. After having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Was it? You know the whole story, but that last verse. They left for their own country by another road. And I wonder, and this is going to be a lot of questions with probably no answers. It's just a question, lots of questions. I'm going to throw out questions and let you think about them for a while. As we enter this new year, what are our thoughts? What are your thoughts, my thoughts, about the directions of things in our world, our country, our community? Yesterday, Israeli army forces entered the Gaza Strip. What's another road away from more violence and towards peace? In a little more than 2 weeks, we'll have a new president, and for many, a hopeful new direction. What positive things will this new direction bring? What challenges will come with it? What kind of road will we travel? On our faith journey, what roads are we on? Do we journey with God only in the bad times? Do we journey with God because we just want to feel smarter and to talk God-ish language makes us feel smarter? Do we journey with God because we think it's the best thing to do for our appearance sake? Yes, of course I go to church. I'm an active member of Union Congregational Church in Samana. Now I'm a more upstanding member of community. Do we journey with God out of an indescribable yearning for meaning in our lives? Whatever road we're on, what would happen if we changed directions? What if instead of journeying towards God, we tried to journey away? What would happen? Said, I don't want to follow God anymore. I want to go this way. Where would God be? Or what if instead of journeying with God just for appearances' sake, we threw out appearances and journeyed with God with no agenda whatsoever? I'm just following God. I don't know why. I'm just doing it because that's what I'm doing. If we decide on another road along our faith journey, will the journey become a more fulfilling one? Like, would the road be one that included bringing others along on the journey with us? Would it mean leaving some behind? If we decide on another road in our faith journey, would that other road be helpful? Or would it be harmful? New direction is never certain, it's never sure, is it? Maybe if we took a new direction, would we experience the need for a U-turn? Would we need to stop, survey our journey's direction, and do an about face? Or do we need to do that right now? There's always the question is, how do we know God's direction? And I had every intention of not answering that question today. But I can't help but say just a few little things. All my life, not all my life, but a large portion of my life, I've made decisions that are bad and I've made decisions that are good. But I've always tried to, when I'm making decisions about new directions, about anything, not about what to have for breakfast or something like that, but, you know, big decisions, to trust that God is leading me in a direction that is what God wants, and that I'm trying not to do this out of selfish reasons. And much of it is just hope. hoping that the direction that I'm going is the one that God wants me to, and knowing that if it's not the direction, that God is still with me. So I don't know exactly how to determine what's the right direction. What's the direction that God wants me to go, wants anyone to go? But I trust that God is leading me in the direction that God would have me go. How about the road that our church is on? Do you think that we can double our attendance in worship, Sunday school, and midweek ministry on the road we're on? Or do you think we need another road to do that? Do you think that the increase in our giving over the last 2 years is a sign that we're on the best road? Or do we need to be on another road to stabilize our financial picture? Will our current road help us to find ways to increase income, like pledges and offerings and fundraisers, rentals, everything, by about 50% over the coming year? And what road should we be on to care for our building? How will we journey with God as we raise funds for a roof and for other repairs before these repairs become much larger ones? And are we on a road committed to excellent opportunities for worship, engaging education, vital youth ministry, and a fully staffed every worship service nursery? Do we want to be on that road? How do we trust God's GPS in our lives? I know it's not a computer screen sitting in front of us saying turn left, turn right, but I do believe that God does guide us. I do believe that we can follow what God wants for us, and I do believe that we have to trust that God is guiding us and leading us. How do we know God's directions? Let us pray. Thank you, God, that you come to us in quiet. Thank you that you come to us with all the noise surrounding us. Thank you that your presence is never away from us. Help us in the coming year to follow your directions. Be with us when we stray. Guide us, O God. Amen.